And good morning, coming up on 10 minutes before 8 a.m. Central, 9 Eastern. I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio. Well, they're back after a two-week, 8,000-mile trip across 16 states. WKU professor Josh Durkee's Storm Chaser class is back home safe and sound. Dr. Durkee and student Becca Ollier joined us live in the studio this morning to talk about their trip. Thanks for coming in, folks.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome home. Josh, I said that kind of tongue-in-cheek. I called it the Storm Chaser class, but it is a lot more than that that you took these students off to.
Yeah, it's all about learning how to forecast and putting students in a sort of a real world situation, something that holds them accountable for their decisions. So it's about finding storms and forecasting storms, but we have to chase them.
But in fact, more than chasing them, you're kind of trying to stay ahead of them to get where they're going to be.
Yeah, that's another thing. If you're doing your job well, you're actually out ahead of the storm and almost in a way letting it kind of come to you,
yeah.
And you got to work with the storm.
Yeah, and then you analyze the outcomes of what. So we'll get to that in a minute. But you had your share of success. I think you documented 5 tornado touchdowns on your trip.
That's right. 5 tornadoes across, I believe, 3 states. Lots of large hail, flooding. I think we got up to 71-mile-per-hour winds, so it was a really exciting trip.
Yeah. Becca, was this your first trip like this?
Yes, it was my first one.
Wow. What was it like to get that up close and personal with a tornado?
It was awesome to see it. It was just a new sight for me to see because you're always seeing it on TV. And then once you're up there with it, it's just something that's so big. It just is breathtaking as you see it.
You've never seen one in the wild like that before?
No, it was actually my first one. The one in North Dakota was our first one. So that was my first actual seeing, like, even a funnel cloud. I had never seen a funnel cloud before. So just seeing that just puts it all in perspective.
Wow, I'll bet it does. Now, safety was always, of course, a prominent, preeminent issue. No problems there with anything? Or no?
No. The number one thing about safety, most people, you know, are worried about, you know, getting in the way of a tornado, getting hit by a storm, something like that. And that's really the least of our concerns. Mm-hmm. It's really about the safety of being around all the traffic and other people driving around. And then following up on that would be a lightning.
Did you ran into that as well, lightning strikes?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, in reading the background, your trip took you all the way as far out as New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was that just following where you had to go?
That's right.
You kind of made up this trip as you went along, right?
Yeah, the neat thing about this course is we never know really where we're going to end up the next day until we wake up that day and start heading out. So that's why we ended up in North Dakota, New Mexico, Colorado, you name it.
Wow. And Becca, getting back to you for a second, after now all is said and done, what did you learn on this trip? I mean, that was the bottom line, not just to go out and see exciting storms, but to actually learn something. What did you get out of it?
I learned a lot about weather. I originally had never seen a huge thunderstorm, and one day we were, I believe it was in Colorado, we saw a very signature-like thunderstorm. And I also learned more about, like, lightning. Like, yesterday, with the storms that we saw yesterday, I would look outside, and I was like, oh, there's an anvil crawler, which is a lightning strike that comes across the anvil top of the thunderstorm. So I brought back a lot of terminology that I had never learned before seeing everything. And now that I have a picture of it, I can see it again and be like, oh, okay, that is what that was.
And you and the other students did pick up, learn how the storms move or how to, I know it's more art than science, but predicting where they're going to go. But you got a handle on how they move and where they might go?
Yes, we did. It's kind of difficult because our whole, like, motto was to hurry up and wait. So yeah. We would hurry up in the morning to get where we needed to go so that we could wait in front of the storm wherever it would form. So that was our whole motto of the trip, was to hurry up and wait to where we were going to be able to see that storm where it was.
And you're pretty successful at it.
Mm-hmm. I believe every day we saw something. We saw storms, rainbows, yeah. All over things.
Yeah. And Josh, you were talking is before we went on the air that you saw, especially down in Texas, a lot of drought throughout the middle part of the country. Tell me again about the popcorn smell you're talking about.
Well, as some of the folks in the Mid-South are starting to experience the heat, the dry conditions, and the onset of possible drought in and around this region, out in that part of the country, that's been going on for a number of years. And we would pull over to observe a storm for just a second or two, and we would start to smell this burning smell, and it was dry grass underneath the exhaust. So we'd have to be careful of simple things like that, you know, beyond navigating traffic and lightning and storms. It was, you know, also not trying to cause a field fire from just pulling over and observing.
It's so tinder dry out there that even just an exhaust pipe could start something.
Exactly.
Oh, man, oh, man. I mentioned before, a big part of this is not only giving the students some schooling and how to predict and where storms are going to go, but after the storms are over, analyzing the data, analyzing the damage. What did you get out of that? How do you go about that?
We basically go out and we try to document every aspect of the trip, essentially. We have our GPS coordinates logged every other second. We have the radar data, and we have all the surface and upper air data that goes along with it. In addition to that, a lot of stuff that you don't get in the traditional classroom are the real photography and the video sequence that goes along with the radar, the conceptual models, the data, and all that other stuff. So this class essentially is the opportunity to bring home the full package of information. And then with that, we can do some case study analysis and a number of other projects.
So you've got a lot of data to be pouring over this summer from your trip. Yeah. This is actually a mild season for tornadoes in the Midwest. Is there any rhyme or reason to that as to why?
Well, there's just a certain degree of natural variability from year to year. You know, not every spring is going to be the busiest tornado season ever. As it turns out, this year the tornado season was pretty. There was an uptick in it early on. March and April saw a good deal of significant tornadoes, I suppose. And as we went into May, I believe we got down about 63% below average.
Yeah.
So for a fairly down season, we actually were able to come out quite successful.
Yeah, you did see your share of activity, that's for sure. But here in south central Kentucky, we didn't have any tornadoes at all during June, nothing at all.
Yeah, the June, this is, you know, like I said before, a very dry, very abnormally hot, dry late spring for us, early summer. So for what the rest of the summer is going to bring us, you know, who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, it is wild weather going on now. I know this is not necessarily your area of expertise, but that storm that hit the East Coast, the Mid-Atlantic states, they're calling it a derecho.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about what a derecho is.
A derecho is typically a linear, large linear storm system that has a history of sustaining damaging winds over a long track some long distance. In this case, the derecho formed, I believe, up in near northern Illinois, mm-hmm. and tracked all the way across to Maryland, whatnot, in about a 10 to 12 hour period.
Well, there was severe damage. Now, again, you came back with plenty of data, but you also came back with videos and photos that you're going to be again, not just souvenirs, but to analyze it. And a lot of that is up online. Tell us where we can see some of that.
Yeah, the website where the students updated our daily events and kept a log of a lot of our activities, where you can find a lot of the photos and the videos, is at meteorology.blog.wku.edu.
I think we got to do it one more time for people listening at home.
Okay, it's meteorology.blog.wku.edu.
Simple enough. Thanks again so much for coming in this morning, Dr. Josh Durkee and Becca Ollier. Good to have you back safe and sound. It was an interesting trip.
Yep, thanks for having us.
Okay, thanks again. Morning Edition continues now here on WKU Public Radio, coming up on 8 a.m. Central, 9 Eastern Time. Stay with us.